Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the king, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. If someone would have told me 6 or 7 years ago that I'd be starting a podcast to help women with depression and anxiety, I probably would have laughed out loud, because that's not something that was ever really on my radar. I didn't really think it was such a big deal. You know, I hadn't been around it much. And as I was getting trained, I'm a certified health coach, and I had gone to an intensive training for different kinds of health coaching, right? So there's natural remedies and nutrition and like all kinds of different things. And these were intensive 1 week programs, and I did 3 of them. Like there was a level 1, 2, and 3. I did them all. And at one of those weeks, I can't remember which one it was, but we got trained as facilitators for an amazing program called Depression and Anxiety Recovery by Dr. Neil Nedley. And I was excited because I'd heard about the program. I was excited to, and we actually, as facilitators, we actually got to have the program for free. Like we got to take the workbook and the DVDs and everything home with us. And I was really excited, but I had no idea what God was going to do with that program in my life. So at one of these weeks of training, you know, I was in BC in another province from where I live, and I got a call. We were in a session. It was the most amazing thing. We were in a session for with counseling and like depression and grief and all kinds of things with this really, really amazing counselor. And I got a text from a friend of mine back home that said, and I won't use his real name, but let's just call him Sam, that he had taken his life that the Saturday night. This was Monday morning. He had taken his life Saturday night, and I was sick. Like I was devastated, because I got to tell you a little bit of backstory. The Friday night before he actually took his life, we were volunteering together, and I had volunteered with this man at a soup kitchen for many years. And it was another friend that volunteered at the same soup kitchen that told me that, you know, what had happened. And he, that night at the soup kitchen, we were so busy. Like we fed, I think, 100 people that night or 90 people or something that night. And he was really off. He came in, and normally this man was happy and he was singing and he was always playing spoons, you know, like banging spoons together. And he come in that night, and I thought he was really off. And he looked kind of, you know, he looked quite bad actually. And he just seemed really sad and he seemed like he was standing beside me. Every time I turned around, he was beside me. And I couldn't quite understand, because I'm thinking, come on, we're busy. Like we got lots of people to feed. Like, what are you trying to do? Right. And I said to him, hey, how are you? Which I always said every time I'd see him, hey, how are you? And he would always say, oh, I'm fantastic, or God is good, or something like that. However, this particular night, I said the same thing that I normally did, but he didn't respond the same way. His response was not very good. But then he seemed like he was going to start to cry. And I was just like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. Like I kind of patted his shoulder. I said, it's okay. You don't have to tell me, because I thought maybe he doesn't want me to see him cry. So I sort of pushed it off and brushed it off like it was no big deal. So when I found out, and here, I'll finish that story. I never actually talked to him again that night. we were busy, we were feeding all these people, then we were cleaning up, and then I wanted to get home as soon as possible because I knew that I was going to be leaving like that following Sunday morning to go to this week-long workshop. And I had lots to get done before, you know, before I was going to be gone for a week. And so I never thought about it again until I got that text that Monday morning. And then it hit me so hard. It just broke my heart because I knew that this friend of mine was, he was reaching out. He wanted me to talk to him. He wanted me to ask him what was going on, why he was upset. And I didn't. And it just, I can't even express to you the pain that I felt about that whole situation. And I took off out of the room at this training. I took off out of the room because I'm broken, right? I'm so, so sad. And we had just been taught by this counselor that if someone leaves the room and they're a little bit off, someone has to follow them because they've been triggered by something. So this counselor has no idea what text I just received minutes before this. So he knows that there's something wrong with me, right? Because normally I'm the one asking all the questions. I'm the happy one laughing and joking and whatever. And I was not. And he's looking at me like, what happened to Mel, right? And so he sends someone after me. She comes to find me and I'm crying and she tells me, you know, or I tell her what happened. And then I'm feeling so guilty. Oh, I'm just feeling so guilty because I'm thinking, what if I could have done something? What if I could have, you know, helped him to not take that next terrible step that he took? Anyway, so I'm saying this to this the lady that came to find me, and she's like, Mel, you can't blame yourself for this. You can't, you know, you don't know what happened. You don't know anything. And anyway, so we go back into the classroom. And this counselor is looking at me like, oh gosh, because when I'm upset, it's all over my face. You can see it a mile away, right? I don't cry well. I don't hide it well. And so again, he has no idea what's going on. And he's just amazing. He just rolls right in from teaching into counseling and into working with me. Cause he says to the class, not to me, but he says to the class, does anyone want to role play with me right now? And I said, yeah, I will. And he said, okay, great. He said, how are you feeling right now? Like, and he's role playing. And he says, how are you feeling right now? And I said, not very good. And he still doesn't know what's happened to me. And he says, he's asking me all these questions. And then he says, is there anything that you could have done to change the situation? And I said, yes, I think so. And oh, I'm sorry, this might make me emotional, but so he counseled me through my own grief, my own guilt. He totally counseled me through it. And by the end of that class, like that hour long class, all of a sudden he had taken me from a place of feeling so guilty that I didn't help my friend to a place of going, you know what? Like, I can't even remember how he did it or what he did, but I came completely through that grief and that trauma in such a short amount of time because of his skill, because of he knew how to ask me questions. He knew how to, you know, respond to me. Like it was so amazing. And so after the class, I go and tell him, I said, okay, this is what happened. So he had, again, like I've said this before, he had no idea what I was going through. And when I told him, he was just like, oh, well, I'm so grateful you were here. And I said to him, I said, you know what? I said, I would have carried that guilt in my heart for maybe years, if I wouldn't have been here, right? Because I wouldn't have known, I wouldn't have had the skills to know how to deal with that. And so that was the start, whether I knew it or not, that was the start for me, because that day or that, you know, that week as I was processing all this stuff and I remember saying to God, Lord, if you ever put another person in front of me that is in such a bad way that needs help, make sure that I understand, right? Like, prepare me to help them. Prepare me to do something instead of just being so busy that I don't have time for them. I want to do something. And that was my plea. That was my prayer, you know, whatever. But I had no idea what that what that was going to mean. And that's how come I'm here today doing this podcast for women with depression and anxiety. Because that program then that I took home, that depression and anxiety program that I took home, I had no idea what I was supposed to do with it. Like they taught us, they taught us how to facilitate a group program where you get a bunch of people together, you do marketing and advertising and you know, it's a big deal, right? And I was just like, oh wow, like that's cool, but I can't do that all by myself. I don't know who's going to help me. And anyway, so then fast forward, and I won't mention names because I don't have permission to do so, but a dear friend of mine, another dear friend of mine, called me one day, and she was having so much trouble. She was in such a dark place. And I'm like, I don't have time to get a program together to help her. Besides, we lived 6 hours apart. It's not like I could, and this program is 8 weeks long, right? Like you do it 1 hour a week for 8 weeks. I mean, there's no way that I could have been there with her to do a program. And I'm just like, Lord, I don't understand how I'm supposed to help her. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? And God just put it on my heart. You have to do this program with her. You have to do this program with her. And so I'm like, okay, let's jimmy rig this together. So I can't play these videos online. Like that, he's got a copyright thing, protection thing, so that we can't do any of these things online. And so I put the discs into my computer and I'm playing them with my cell phone held up so she can hear the video. She can't see anything and she has no workbook or nothing. And her and I go through the program that way. Like talk about jimmy rigging it together. But I thought I got to do something. I have to do something. I told God that I wouldn't just sit by idly. And so that was the very first time that I ran that program, that I helped someone go through that program. And she is doing fantastic today. She's probably going to listen to this podcast and she's going to know exactly who she is. But that was the start, right? That was the start. And then from there, God just kept bringing me people. People would, you know, tell me something like, oh, a lady called me and she said, my grandson, you know, he's talking suicidal. He's talking suicidal things and he's thinking about suicide and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, we got to do something. I've got this program. I said, I don't know anything about, like, I don't know much about suicide, but let's do it. Let's do the program. So again, I went to their house once a week for 8 weeks and we went through the program. Him and I went through the program. And again, I saw amazing results with him. Same deal. And God just kept bringing these people to my doorstep, one after another. And pretty soon they just start, you know, whatever. I would meet them at coffee shops. They would come to my house. I would go to their house, whatever. I never did do a big group program because there wasn't time. God would put these people in front of me that needed to have tools to deal with their depression right now. And so that was the start. That was the start. And so this has been going on for, I'm going to say like 5, 6 years. I can't even remember when this whole thing started, but, and so from there, God has then put it on my heart here just a couple months ago. I think it was probably a couple months ago, maybe, I don't know, whatever, a couple months ago, let's say. God put it on my heart to do a podcast. And I was just like, oh, what do I know about doing a podcast, right? Like seriously, what am I going to do a podcast on? And then it was really starting to become clear to me that I had to have a coaching, like that I had to coach women with what I knew from that program, as well as what I'd learned from all these other people that I had been working with over the last few years. And so it started me coaching women, from my own experience. And so that's why I'm here. That's how I got here. And every time that I, you know, work with someone and see the light come back into their eyes and see the stress lift off of them and the darkness, you know, lift off of them, I'm just so, so grateful to the Lord that I get to be a part of this. I get to witness this. And I truly am happy and grateful that he has trusted me with this kind of work, you know, because this is hard stuff for people, you know, having depression, having anxiety, just living in that perpetual darkness. It's really hard. So all of those things came together and that is now why I'm here. But do you see that sometimes we don't understand, many times, actually, in fact, many times we don't understand why things happen. We don't understand in that moment why they happen. But the bigger picture has, you know, is so much more than we can understand at that moment. We can only get bite-sized pieces. We can only get one puzzle piece at a time. But when it starts to come together, it is the most amazing thing, the most beautiful thing. And the one thing that I do want to leave you with is that, you know what? It is not weakness to get help. It is not a sign of weakness at all, because I'm here to tell you that if I wouldn't have had that amazing counselor kind of walk me through that whole process, it kind of scares me to think how long I might have carried the guilt that I felt and how much that might have affected me. So if you are feeling, you know, like that darkness is just right there waiting to jump on you at any moment, then just lean in, friend, lean in. I'm going to have new episodes every week, and I've got tools and just different tips that can help you, that you can implement. These are easy things to implement. You can do it right away and you can start to feel better. I promise you, I've seen this so many times over and over and over again. My next podcast actually is, I'm going to be talking about, I'm going to share another story that has a different outcome. But the reason I'm going to show you that is because of what I'm going to talk about, you know, the causes of, or understanding our brain, right? Understanding our brain and what the difference, what is depression? What is anxiety? So that's what my next podcast is going to be on. So I really hope that you have been inspired today, because that's my whole plan, right? Is to just help people to be inspired and to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what I have for you today.
God bless, and I will see you on the next episode.
Have you been blessed or encouraged, motivated by this episode? If so, then I would love to hear from you. You can show your gratitude to me and to show me that I've actually given you value by just dropping a quick little review on this podcast. It warms my heart to hear from you, and also it'll help other people find this podcast that can be blessed or encouraged as well. And if you know someone who needs to hear this, then by all means, share away. And if you want to find out more about how you can, you know, we could possibly work together, just come on over to ditchingdepression.com and you can find my contact details there. Take care and God bless.